Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. So let's start out with scripture today. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, praise God. Yeah, the words of life. How reassuring God's word is to all of us that are walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Let's begin with the news. The good news is that we are here and we will resist until till Christ comes again. Then our resistance will be over because our King will be here and his government will fill the whole earth, as it says in Daniel 2. That he is the stone cut out without hand. It strikes the image in the feet. And of course, the whole image of the nations, the beast nations of men, comes toppling down and is obliterated to dust like the chaff of the threshing floor. It's blown away. And then that stone becomes a great mountain and fills the whole earth. That's the symbolic language we get in Revelation. Not in Daniel chapter 2, for what's coming. Yeah, for what's coming to the earth very soon. When Christ returns, his kingdom will fill the whole earth. Meanwhile, we have these idiots, young global leaders. Yes, they're having their annual summit beginning today. And if you don't know who the young global leaders are, well, they are wreaking havoc all over the planet now. They're the ones who want to get rid of fertilizers, farms, kill people. They're the workers of lockstep throughout the earth for the Antichrist. And this is one of his organizations, the World Economic Forum. Young global leaders are meeting right now, because the Young Global Leaders Annual Summit of 2022 begins today and is running through September 2nd. So if you want to see a clown show and what these idiots have to say, but these are dangerous idiots, I'm telling you. They want to starve us. They want to kill us. They want most of the people on the planet gone. They think they are going to live forever because they think technology is going to save them. Yeah, these people are delusional. Their Antichrist tells them. Their gods, their idols, the things that they worship, and the rewards that they get for being young global leaders, they get rewarded with power and money and all of the lusts of the flesh that they may indulge in. You recognize them, people like Macron of Spain, what's his name? Canada. and they're sprinkled in all of the governments through all of the world. I mean, if people are going to vote, there are two things they should say is no young global leaders and, and all of this woke nonsense. And then, we can't even trust the vote anymore. Are these people really going to allow us to vote for anyone that they don't want in power? And you see what happens. If it's true, some people think it's just a psyop, the whole Trump thing. But I think they really do hate Trump because of some of the things he did. For all of his faults, he did work to get rid of abortion. Yeah, he repented for that sin, for that idolatry. And so we see what the power they have. And look, they got, look at what they have in the United States. They are tearing down the greatest enemy that they had on earth, the greatest nation standing in the way of their progress was the United States of America. And look what they have been able to do. They've been able to overthrow a lawfully elected president because they got used to cheating. Yeah, they got used to cheating and getting who they wanted in office. But when the people overwhelmingly voted beyond what they thought they needed to cheat in that election, and President Trump got in. Surprise, surprise. They were surprised, and you see how hard they worked to get him out. And they got him out, even if they had to blatantly, in daylight, steal the election and cheat before the whole world. And their corruption and their cheating is all on display. Like I said, there's nothing happening in the darkness here. It's all in the light, and they continue on. And it seems that the people are helpless to stop it. What do a law-abiding people do when lawlessness reigns supreme? And now, I've said it before that wherever lawlessness, wherever corruption reigns supreme, there you will find the influence of the Antichrist stronger than anywhere else. Yeah. So we see it reigning supreme in America. And wherever it's more totalitarian, wherever the people are more oppressed and liberty is more suppressed, there the Antichrist rules. And you can see that he's ruling all over the world now, that all of the prophecy is being fulfilled. So what do? Do we throw up our hands? Do we give up? No, we do not throw up our hands. We do not give up. We continue to resist. Resistance is not futile against the Antichrist Borg that rules the world. Because even if they were allowed to have their way, it would all fall apart. Even if they were allowed. And they think they are having their way. But the good news is that within the next 30 years, I believe that Christ will return. They may have their way for a while. And that may be a little frightening. And I agree that it is a little frightening to see that they're going to have their way. And the lie about being raptured out in the nick of time to save you from the rule of the Antichrist and the mark of the beast inquisitions, that lie that they've given you. No, we may have to lay down our lives like the many hundreds of millions have done over the past 1900 years. Many hundreds of millions of God's people have laid down their lives or been pursued or genocided. And there's a genocide going on right now. It seems the Antichrist is now where he used to specifically target, like the Huguenots of France or the Lutherans of Germany or wherever, or just people, or the Jews, or whoever would not go along with his agenda in the past, overtly just went and committed genocide by the sword, by whatever means were available to them in the past. Now it seems they're indiscriminate. They don't care who they kill. The most gullible are already theirs. but the most gullible are the first ones to line up for, say, a kill shot that you voluntarily take because you were deceived into believing that the people that are distributing this kill shot have your best interest in mind. When the truth is, which they've admitted themselves through their cohorts and all of their proponents of their scheme, have admitted to publicly, though somewhat in veiled speech. Now let's try to make out that it means something else other than what they're actually saying. Yeah. So it's good to see that a lot of people are waking up to what's going on, but at the same time, it's still horrifying to see that, well, like in Washington, D.C., they're requiring children to get the shot to attend school in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I noticed in the chat room that I have someone from Washington, District of Columbia in the chat room. I said, uh-oh. Yeah. Well, maybe there's one person over there in Washington, D.C. that is in complete or pretty much agrees with everything that we stand for here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Anyway, who is that in the chat room that's from Washington, D.C.? We got someone from San Antonio, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, and Hollister, Akron, Ohio, and a few others that don't really know where they're from. And let's see, they're watching. They are watching. Well, let them watch. You know, they don't have to investigate me. They can just watch and listen to what I have to say, and they can know everything there is to know about me. Detroit. Yes, do we have someone from Detroit? I didn't see Detroit here. Dale, are you from Detroit? Is that what you're saying? I got Dale in the chat room. San Antonio, Texas here. Yes. Okay, well, maybe it's Eric. Is from Washington, D.C., but he says, hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So, yeah. Well, hey, I'm in California. A lot of people don't have much nice to say about California, but I love the land. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful place to be. The government, not so much. There's a lot of, in the area that I live in is one of the more conservative areas in California. So we're not all red hot, liberals out here. Those are mostly in the most populated areas, but that's the way democracy works is, the cities have most of the population, so they rule the government. That's the only salvation we have for that in the American Republican democracy or democratic republic is that we have that electoral college thing going on. Yeah. And they want to get rid of that really bad. They want a strict democracy because they know, you know, that if the cities get to rule the world, then nobody else will have a say in the whole United States of America. Only the most populated cities. And those city people, man, they don't know how to vote what's good for the country. And they don't realize that us country folks, they need us to grow their food. But they're not growing much food in the city. Yeah. But that's why farmers and people who work in ag and food production get paid so little because it is the cities that rule by population. Okay. Hey, you change your name. Oh, you is back. San Antonio, Texas. We got you from San Antonio, Texas in the chat room. Yes, he'll figure it out. You hit up that little green people symbol there. And I think that's where you change your name. But I'm not going to mess with it now. Okay, so we have the Young Global Leaders Summit, annual summit. Got to keep our eye on that. And we got to listen to what these people say. And we got to spread around their agenda. Macron and what's his name? Castro up there in Canada, or Castro's son, I should say, up there in Canada. Just a couple examples of your young global leaders. And of course, in California, we have our blatant Jesuit trained, governor over here. So we know that why California is the way it is, because a Jesuit, Jesuit dynasty rules practically, I should say, the entire West Coast. So, yeah. Okay, so we'll keep our eyes on the young global leaders thing. Okay, D.C. is a police state. Okay, I had all of these lined out. But like I said, I had to start my computer several times. And, you know, there's not much hope in the government and in elections and voting. And especially the people that we have to choose from. But if you're a voter, go out there and vote. And I guess people need to watch the elections. I don't know how evil has taken over. It's because evil never sleeps. Good people just want to live their lives and mind their own business. They don't want to be busybodies. And so it's the nature of good people to not be vigilant. Yeah. It's our neighbor, it's our nature to not be vigilant. But we must be vigilant. So otherwise you see what happens. Because we do have Satan and his demons are loosed in the world right now, deceiving the nations, regardless of what the Antichrist, regardless of what the amillennials say, or the preterists say, speaking of prophecy, they believe that Satan is bound, and he's not deceiving the nations. But to me, that's just plain absurd. And oh yes, for all of you that don't know, last week or this week, I published my book, The Millennium Question. And I put a link in the post that I sent out, if you got here by the post, from my blog that I sent out pretty late this morning. Sorry about that. I thought I posted it, but I didn't. Yeah, the technology, they keep changing it. So you got to keep up on it. You think you did something, but you didn't, because they put another button you have to push or click on. I don't know why they think adding more clicks and more buttons to things just because it looks clever, or they could put another layer of hidden stuff. I just find it more confusing, but I figured it out. Yeah. Okay. All this good news here. The biotech plan to destroy us. This is what the young global leaders, this is what they're being trained in. They tell you all kinds of lies, like nitrogen is going to kill you, so we have to stop fertilizing our food. And so they're doing their best to destroy food production, to destroy the food chain, the chain of everything. It took me a year, for instance, to have a well put in. And now I've got a tractor that's broke and I can't get parts for it. 3 years ago, I could buy a whole motor for my tractor for $900, have it delivered from Japan, the whole motor. Now I can't even find one, can hardly find parts. That's the way it's going. The end is nearing. And here it is. A world slowly, openly turning away from the US dollar. And that's pretty bad news. especially for us that are keeping our eyes on the impending Mark of the Beast inquisitions that your young global leaders, World Economic Forum, the Antichrist in his shadow government, they want full-blown Mark of the Beast inquisitions by 2030. So we cannot be surprised when it comes. We can be as ready as we can be. They're suppressing gold and silver, so you can still buy it at a bargain, if you can buy it, that is, because now there are premiums on it, because the price is so suppressed that you have to pay premiums to buy it. But if you have money in the bank, well, they own the bank. Remember, we don't have free enterprise in banking in America. They robbed us of that liberty. Well, the Antichrist robbed us of that liberty with the 1913 Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury. Before that, anyone could open up a bank. Yeah. And it was buyer beware. If a bank got a good reputation, well, then you would look for the bank with the good reputation and you would bank with them. If you wanted to use a bank, you might want to be your own bank. But that's when we had real money. So, and that's really, when you think about it, that's what these, what, 80, 90,000, new IRS agents are for, to, enforce the Mark of the Beast. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Mark of the Beast and the 1040 Inquisition form and the income tax when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the Scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a Third Temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And we are talking about CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. That's the new acronym. That's the acronym of the day. Yes. And I have this here, Federal Reserve Board, Central Bank, Digital Currency. Well, let's see what the FederalReserve.gov has. They get a .gov, even though they are a government institution, not of the United States of America. What government are they of? Well, I'm going to tell you, because the I shouldn't have to tell you, because the Bible tells us that the Antichrist has such control over the money of the world at the end that he's able to force everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in order to participate in the monetary system that he has control over. Therefore, you know, it must be. Because the scripture has not been wrong. All of that prophecy of thousands and thousands of years of prophecy since the Bible began to be written has been fulfilled, and some of that fulfillment recorded in its pages up through, of course, the first century. Now, since then, well, we haven't got any more Bible books, no more additional revelation from God, written revelation, that is. And because the word that he's given us is sufficient to get us through until he returns again, and which will be soon. But so we know that the Antichrist is going to have such control over the governments of men. And if you do like I just did, I just put in here in the search engine here, CBDC, and you see it, Federal Reserve Board, Digital Bank Currency, Central Bank. That's what a central bank is. A central bank is a bank that controls, that has central control over the banking of a nation, a world, a federation, whatever. So we have the Federal Reserve Board of the Antichrist banking system. See, there's, that's one board. They only needed a federal board one place on earth. But for the largest federation on earth, that is the United States of America, which is a federal government, because it's supposed to be a federation of separate nation states. But you would think that it's not federal anymore, that it is one totalitarian governmental entity. We have Scotland released CBDC on XRP Ledger. I have no idea. That's crypto stuff. Australia's central bank launches digital currency pilot. So they're getting this thing warmed up. Will they get it done by 2030? That's their goal, okay? China begins next phase of CBDC testing with ECNY payment. Central Bank Digital Currency Tracker, AtlanticCouncil.org, our flagship Central Bank Digital Currency Tracker takes you inside the rapid evolution of money all over the world. CBDC is coming. They want it. Have you seen this? Euro CBDC is around the corner. Let's see, around the block. Episode 30. The future of stablecoins and CBDCs, central bank digital currency tracker. So there it is. Just put it in your search engine and just put in CBDC and you see what they're working on. It has, can it work? Well, I'm hoping that in America that people will revolt and hang on to their paper dollars. You know, we don't have our money anymore unless you own gold and silver or some commodity that has value for trade. A couple hundred pounds of salt may be handy, may come in handy. Let's see, what else could be used for trade in the pre-apocalyptic world? I'm not going, see, this is pre-apocalyptic. The pre-apocalyptic world, that is the world that we have to live in before Christ returns. Your name and where are you calling from? Okay, Eric, what do you got for us?
No, I just wanted to say, man, to you from our Heavenly Father. And I work third shift, and I've been listening to you because at work they play the regular music. And I got to sneak an earpiece so I can listen to you and the programs you got on.
Praise God.
I was the one that was saying that they just made a mask mandate at my work out of nowhere last night. So, and I just gave them a legal federal religious exemption back in November.
Yeah.
They basically hoodwinked me because it's supposed to be forever. But they're like, oh, we're only going to do it for the mask because, you know, the shot ain't even the question right now. I'm like, no, it's for shot, test, or anything. So they didn't like that. But I was able to keep my job and go back, which I know eventually it's going to come down to it. You know, you're going to have to,
yeah,
you know, just live by the spirit. But yeah, I just wanted to call in and say I enjoyed it, man. And Tom had a good program this morning too.
Yeah, it was good.
So God bless you and keep doing what you're doing, man.
All right, Eric. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, that's how it works. The phone actually does work. So we have a listener from Eric is listening to First Amendment Radio, probably the Mobi page or the app, one or the other at work. And that's what I used to do when I was a carpenter builder for many years. I used to listen to, I didn't have First Amendment Radio then because I started First Amendment Radio because it was so much needed, but we had regular broadcasts and regular, mainstream, religious or Christian programming then. But I listened to it and I loved, especially if any teacher would go expository teaching and through the Bible. That was my favorite, even if it was futurism. cause I believe that for a while too. But there it is, CBDC. Now, of course, Joe Biden promised from his basement that when he raised taxes, because he said he was going to raise taxes, he said that no one earning under $400,000 a year will pay any higher taxes. Well, I've never earned $400,000 a year in my life. A year? I don't think I've ever earned over $100,000 a year in my life. But you know what? Yeah, he lied because they just passed that bill and every Democrat voted down the exclusion for people making under $400,000 a year from being affected by those thousands of new IRS agents that they're going to sick on the American people so that we can send $400 billion to, you know, fight a war over in the Ukraine. Really to support corruption over in Ukraine by reselling arms and people. That's because, you know, they have a little war going over there. And all of our arms are being sent over there, likely being resold. So much graft and corruption going on because that's the whole thing that's going on over there. So I'm really hoping against hope. Things can change in America, that we can get some people in the government that may turn some things around, that may prosecute Joe Biden and his son, because the corruption is so blatant that I don't know how people, what is it going to take? Tar and feathers and mobs of righteous people out there with tar and feathers? Yeah. Now, there is some hope in the scripture, because I was, you know, reading the book of Revelation, and I was reading chapter 19 there, and 18 and 19, where it says that the 10 horns make war on the harlot, and they burn her with fire. This actually happens before Christ comes. So that is the people of those nations. What is going on in Europe right now is horrendous. They're destroying their economies. They're destroying their... and they're doing it all on purpose, right in their face. Trying to take the land from the farmers, destroying farming. What are people going to eat? You know? And we're supposed to be so afraid of CO2. You know, that stuff we breathe out and that plants love to breathe in. I mean, it's been a symbiotic relationship for all of the creation that God created, the symbiotic relationship between plants and animals. You know, we breathe in oxygen. We breathe out CO2. The plants turn around. They breathe in the CO2 and they breathe out oxygen. You know, it's amazing. You'd think it was designed that way, but no, CO2 is dangerous now. We got to stop that. We got to stop growing plants. No, this is all part of their plan. If they can't get you with the kill shot, they'll starve you to death. And if they can't get you with the kill shot and starve you to death, they'll kill you in a war. They do not care. Satan, their God, the one that they serve, does not care. He wants us all dead, even them, even those that are doing his will. He doesn't care about them either. They worship him. And he still wants to kill them because he hates all mankind. You need to shake these people and wake them up, but they're so blind they can't see. They'll do whatever their master, who's trying to kill them even, wants them to do. What do they do it for? Well, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, power, money. That's what they do it for. They're so caught up worshiping the creation rather than the creator that they can't even see the truth that is around them. Now, we all know who are awake in Christ. We know we're going to die. We know this life is temporary, that the best things are yet to come, that we are willing to trade everything this life has to offer, everything we own, everything we have, everything we even treasure, we're willing to lay it all down. Because the fact is this, we have to lay it all down one day anyway, because we're all going to die. Our mortal life will come to an end, and everything attached to our mortal life that we treasure will come to the end. The only thing we can take with us is our loved ones, our friends, and other people, even strangers, that we should befriend and preach the gospel to. We should preach God's word. And you don't have to be a preacher. You just have to give your testimony. Because every Christian has a testimony. You just have to tell people how important Jesus is to you. You have to tell them how much you're looking forward to the prize of eternal life. They need their eyes open. And we can do that. That's the little that we can do. And we do that at God's pleasure, because God really doesn't need us. That's another secret. If someone thinks that God needs them, Well, they're more delusional than those that don't believe in God, because God doesn't need any of us. You praise God that he could use you, that he could open your mouth and you could give your testimony to another and they would come alive. Their dead bones would come to life and they'd stand up upon their spiritual feet and walk into the kingdom of God on the narrow way that leads to life. Yes. Amen. Thank you for that in the chat room. Well, I guess everything's working good today, at least since I got on the air. That's great. Okay, so there it is, all the CBDCs. Yes, indeed, we have all of that. So the fact is this, the government, their tens of thousands of agents that they're going to loose on us to eat out our substance, because really they need our labor to create the goods that they, so they can steal our labor from us, because that's how they work and that's how they're working now. That's why they're stealing the money that you have in your very pocket, in your bank account, by inflating it. They all know how it works. You know, they try to pretend that, you know, they have control and, or it's transitory or whatever. And it obviously, they just keep doing the same thing over and over. This is how the Antichrist and his shadow government operate, through their operatives in all of the governments throughout the whole earth. Because Satan is not bound. He is loosed upon the earth, deceiving all of the nations of the world. So what we have to look forward to is Christ returning and us joining him for a millennial reign and putting down all of the governments, all of these rulers of evil, all of these rulers of evil that are controlled and deceived by Satan that are trying to rule the world right now, like these World Economic Forum's global leaders. Listen to the delusions, the delusional and frightening things that they want to bring upon the world that will be coming out of their global leaders conference that's going on right now, that's beginning today and will be running for the next 3 or 4 days. Okay, let's see what else we got here. The courage to face. The totally not political FBI pressures Facebook. So they mess with the elections. Yes, we get it. Yes, the government needs to do a lot less real soon. Yeah, it seems like it's too, how do we get the government to do less? Because every time they do more, they just make more of a mess of things. And of course, the Trump vaccine. Trump can't save us. He was, you know, I hope he was delusional. I hope he was coerced and deceived into, going along and doing this warp speed stuff. They used his pride against him or whatever. I hope all that's true, that he did a lot of that innocently. I don't know. You know, he may be just as evil. He may be more clever and more evil than all of them, for all I know. But I pray that he's not, okay? I honestly would rather see him in there than Biden. But I think it looks like the whole world is against him. The only ones that want him in there are the majority of the people in the United States. But that doesn't seem to matter. It didn't work, even though the majority wanted him in the United States. And he won the election. He still didn't win the presidency because he couldn't fight against the Antichrist and his shadow government, the power that they wield now in the United States of America. They are in all-out assault mode against godliness and conservative values and all of those things that support the liberty that we have enjoyed in America for so long. Exhaustive study of German mortality data finds excess deaths tightly correlated with mass vaccination. And that's another thing that's just breaking out, especially in Europe right now. They are beginning to not deny it, but they're beginning to publish the reality. Hey, see, they can blame the American pharmaceutical industry, and they have someone to blame. Hopefully, I'm hoping that we will see some Nuremberg-type trials, but as much as we're hoping for it, it seems like it's not going to happen, but I'm going to hope against hope anyway. There you go. Hope against hope. We must resist. Biden's world and how it ends. That sounds interesting. How does it end? I wonder. See, the much hullabaloo, the launch of Artemis by NASA, has been in the news. The CNN reporter on the scene, prior to a soon-to-be rescheduled launch, could not get over how slowly the launch transporter traveled as it moved the giant rocket into place. No one understands what NASA is doing, including NASA, and CNN was no help. She just repeating, that's 0.8 miles per hour. The rocket is called Mega, and the world portrayed in the 2006 movie Idiocracy is happening 500 years too soon. Yeah, it has been an idiocracy. Culture is reflected in politics and government. Governments don't survive if they fail in this regard. It's why controlling and shaping the culture is job number one for the U.S. government and its many agencies. Idiocracy's cultural presumptions and predictions have insulted and angered many who saw it for the first time over the past 16 years. And that audience was most of the shrinking middle class, not those involved in leading our great nation to the moon and beyond. We don't even want to go to the moon and beyond, do we? But here we are, they're revisiting the moonshot. I personally don't believe that there has ever been a man who set foot on the moon. Yeah. I'm a doubter, a skeptic. I have seen no evidence of any such thing. I'm not a flat earther either. I won't go there. I do have an article on my website. It's called Flat Earth or Spherical Earth, What Does the Bible Say? So if you haven't seen that, you can go there and just put in flat earth and you'll see plenty of flat earth, but look for that one, flat earth or spherical earth, What Does the Bible Say, if you want to learn the truth about the flat earth psyop. Okay, there it is for you. So yes, Idiocracy. Perhaps we can get the Pentagon brass to host a movie party and see if the National Security Council will do a sleepover and watch it. Pray they don't see Idiocracy as a roadmap. That's hilarious. Okay, well, here comes another break, and we got another hour, and we'll visit a lot more in the next hour in the news. So I'll be back. Speaking of news, we do have a 5-minute top of the hour news, so come back after that. I'll see you then.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. It's a live prophecy reality edition. And I'm Nicholas. Well, let's see. What are we going to talk about now for the next hour? I sit there thinking of a lot of things during the break. Yeah. We hit on this. The manned space flight is just another form of welfare. I hear this from the American thinker. And due to advances in technology, there's now renewed interest in manned spaceflight. I hope I'm not alone in asking, what's the point? Yeah, that's a good question. What is the point of manned spaceflight? Why is it so important to put a man in space? We pretended to go to the moon in the 60s. Are we really going to get there this time? Possibly. But what's the point? Yeah, that is the question. For extraterrestrial scientific discovery, robots do a much better job at a significantly lower cost. Yes, indeed. Tom Wolfe in The Right Stuff laid it all. Sending astronauts up into space during the Cold War was a return to the medieval practice of single warrior combat. Rather than having whole swarms of fighters slashing and bludgeoning each other, the two opposing forces would, on occasion, send only their best champions to fight one-on-one, while the rest would just watch and await a symbolic victory. The Cold War, however, is over. Some visionaries are now looking forward to establishing human colonies on the moon and Mars, even though neither has breathable atmosphere or, yes, abundant potable water. But so what? We still get to employ a vast army of tech nerds brandishing pocket protectors while covering suburban ranch houses and country club memberships. Hence, we have what boils down to welfare for the educated middle class. Some of those guys who may object to my cynicism will cite the impending destruction of the Earth's habitability. But there's really no actual evidence for that assumption. Others will also point to the vast mineral wealth beyond our planetary confines that's just waiting to be harvested. Again, robots can do the job a lot cheaper than humans without the attendant casualty risk. Demonstrated by this situation is the established pattern that once a constituency is allowed to plant its snouts deeply into the trough, they will strenuously resist any effort to dislodge them. A while ago, NASA floated a theory of the possible existence of a mirror universe where time runs backwards. Wow. Imagine that. How much would need to be spent to confirm or to deny this suspicion, the supposition? Yeah, we have to find out if it's true or not. Someone came up with an off-the-wall idea that there's a mirror universe that runs backwards. Oh my goodness, we must find out if it's true or not. How much is that going to cost us? Yeah. Again, I have to ask, why bother? My point, that's what I say. Why bother? Why bother to try to go to the moon? And then when you figure out you can't do it, why bother to pretend? Oh. I don't why bother. I think it's exactly what he's talking about. Once a constituency is allowed to plant its snout deeply into the trough, they will strenuously resist any effort to dislodge them. That's why. That's the whole purpose, the whole reason. And that's why, That's why it just grows and grows. Yeah. And it just gets stronger and stronger. It is human destiny. Is it? Oh, it is human destiny to explore the world beyond our own planet. And we've already done an awful lot of that, starting with such folks as Galileo and Copernicus. I'm just noticing a disconnect. Fictitious heroes from Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon to Captain James T. Kirk have inspired many ingenious pursuits. But there's a mundane reality that has to be considered. Human life support is a tremendous burden on the design of a spacecraft. At the beginning, back in the mid-20th century, NASA scientists and engineers used captured data generated by sadists such as Dr. Joseph Mengele of the Third Reich to establish minimum conditions necessary for astronaut survival. Robots don't need air, water, or a bathroom. Their capabilities have been drastically enhanced because of their usefulness in commerce. Obviously, manned spaceflight will continue, but its importance should be honestly downgraded. If super-rich adventurers choose to escape the confines of gravity, mostly just to admire the view, it's really none of my business. And unfortunately, it is his business, because actually, who's paying for that? The United States citizen is even paying for that. And again, the Cold War is over, while we still get to enjoy Velcro and Tang. That's basically what we got out of the 60s NASA space flights. We got Velcro and Tang. Yeah. So, I agree. Doesn't really take a whole lot of thought there. Anyway, we have reality to deal with rather than going to space. And it doesn't seem that too many people are paying much attention to the new moonshots, that, or at least the effort to get back to the moon. Oh, we must get back to the moon. Yeah, you know, it's not like, you know, I visited Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and the Great Glacier National Park in Montana. And I just thought, man, I got to get back there someday. You know, it was beautiful. Got to get back to the moon. I don't think so. The moon doesn't even compare, at least from what I can see. And I've got the binocular and telescope out, and it doesn't look very hospitable or vacation worthy to me. So don't want to get back to the moon. Meanwhile, back on planet Earth, the world is being turned upside down again. It was turned upside down once before. Yeah. It was turned upside down by some apostles that were the disciples of Christ. They turned the world upside down, and it was all for the good. The world needed to be turned upside down at that time. But they've been trying to turn it back the other way around for ages. Satan has, through his deceptions in the nations. And we have to deal with what's coming up. So, like I said, get your money out of the bank, cash in your pension plans, because you're going to have to participate in the Mark of the Beast to take care of them, and convert them into commodities that you may use to resist the Mark of the Beast, the CBDC, and the tyranny, and the violation of your rights that comes along with that. Because they stole our money many years ago, and we have to unravel ourselves from the monetary system that they've replaced lawful money with, that is, their fiat currency. And they love the idea of digital currency because it gives them total totalitarian control. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I hope you're enjoying that, Steve, in chat room, speaking of the Millennium Question. I just published the book, and you can listen to it for free. It's on Monday through Friday. You can go to the Moby page, firstamendmentradio.com or .net /MOBI. And you can use that to listen to First Amendment Radio 24/7. And also right now you can listen to the whole broadcast. I played all of the audible for the entire book, and it's on there on the Monday through Friday programs. And it'll be there. It'll start being replaced next Monday. So it's all there because it took me 1 week to play all of the audible, except for the last chapter, which you can read for free because it's called What Year Is It? And you can find that on my website. So I like to give things away free. When I publish a book, I give it away free on the air. And for those that want to buy it, you can go buy it at lulu.com or at Amazon, either one. So, and you can find a link to buy it right now here at this page here. Let's see, I can even put it in the chat room for the few people there that are there, but it's on the post that I sent out this morning, notifying you of the live broadcast this morning. And that is the Millennium Question. So if you want to know what's in store for your future, and there's a little bit in there about what's leading up to the millennium, so you can get some kind of ideas of what to expect. And of course, the rolling out of the Mark of the Beast, but also at the same time, the destruction of Mystery Babylon. And you know, I see that, speaking of what's going on in Europe earlier, I see that as it's beginning to unravel in Europe right now. Okay. It's beginning to unravel in Europe right now. The people are beginning to see the agenda that this global government, of which the Antichrist and his shadow government are foisting upon the world. And once people figure out who's at the core of it, it seems to be that's what is in store, is that those nations, the 10 nations or the 10 divisions of Western Europe, represented by the horns, the 10 horns on the beast, are going to overthrow the whore that is riding the beast. And of course, the whore is the apostate church with her attendant man of sin or false prophet. You know, the little horn with the mouth speaking blasphemy. That's what all of those symbols are referring to. And you can learn all about that, I think, by getting, taking advantage of the last three books that I have written. Now, I've been playing the Millennium Question this week, so you can listen to it all, but the audible version, like I said, it's all there at firstamendmentradio.com/MOBI. And there's Monday through Friday programming on the podcast that are posted there. So if you listen to my Monday podcast, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday podcast for Cross the Border, those are the programs I do on those days. The entire book is posted right now in an audible version. So you can listen to it free, and you can listen to it through this coming weekend, because Monday it will start to be replaced by The Beast Apocalyptic. That's my next free offering. I'm going to play the Audible The Beast Apocalyptic program, so you can listen to the whole thing. And I'll probably play that for a couple weeks too, so everyone can listen to it and get it for free. So these three books here, I'm going to be selling as a series on Amazon. I think they offer a lower price, so I'm trying to set that up right now where you can buy and get all of these books. But Amazon has rules you have to go through to make a series set, so you can sell them as a package for less. But The Millennium Quest, The Beast Apocalyptic, and I would read them in this order, The Beast Apocalyptic, An Exposition of the Revelation, because The Beast Apocalyptic gives you Daniel. Yeah, it's and the revelation of the beast symbols and all of the related symbols, so that you can understand the exposition of the revelation better, and you can understand what I take for granted when I wrote my exposition of the revelation, and then followed by the millennium question. So what comes afterwards? This trilogy of books for the best, and the first two are only a little more than 100 pages. And I think the last one is a couple hundred pages. So, I mean, altogether, it's a lot of pages, but I think for a primer, if you read The Beast Apocalyptic or listen to it next week, and you'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want, because I'm going to run it for 2 weeks, just like I just did The Millennium Question. And that way it'll be out there plenty. So you can take advantage of that. And I've also played the Audible of An Exposition of the Revelation. I've done that several times in a row already, so those of you have taken advantage of that. But I think The Beast Apocalyptic, if you read it or listen to it and you understand it, I believe that it'll clear up a lot of confusion about the Revelation, and you'll see the Revelation in a whole new light. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything, because any exposition of the revelation or any exposition of God's word that holds the truth and is a revelation from Him, because actually it is His revelation. The whole word of God is His revelation. So make sure that you take advantage of that this week. Like I said, you can start with Monday through Friday of my broadcast, and you'll hear the entire book, The Millennium Question. And then next week, The Beast Apocalyptic. And then I'll be back to, I don't know, wherever the Spirit leads me after that, but that's what I feel like I need to do right now. Stephanie says that she is currently reading The Beast Apocalyptic. Yeah. So, and you'll notice a lot of that. I'm quoting other authors for a good portions of it. And then I'm revealing what God has shown me through my study, because I believe that God waits until the revelation is pertinent to the time that is quickly approaching or that you are in before He reveals wholly what the scripture is, you know, for that, what the meaning of the revelation is for that time. He kind of holds back on some things. And we've noticed this, especially if you've studied the history of that's the other book that E.B. Eliot wrote. Yeah, The History of Apocalyptic, and now I can't remember what it is. Actually, I'm kind of running out of gas. I hate to say it, but it's true. Oh, here it is. The History of Apocalyptic Interpretation. Boy, how could I miss that right there? And this is another. This is my Hulu spotlight. So I'll put that in the chat room for anyone who wants it. And there's a link to this on my Get the Book page, to this page on Lulu if you want to buy from Lulu Press, if you don't like buying from Amazon. I almost have to post on Amazon because it's the biggest market for books out there. So I do both Lulu and Amazon. But you see here, my last four books, they're there. And then we have down here, The History of Apocalyptic Interpretation. So this is what we learn by studying the history of apocalyptic interpretation, that before something is actually fulfilled or on the verge of being fulfilled in history, our interpretation cannot be whole of it because God waits. You know, it's like kind of like he said to Daniel upon the 70 weeks, that to seal up the vision, they couldn't understand it. But you know what was happening when it was about to be, when the 70th week of Daniel was about to be fulfilled, you'll find that those guys that were looking for Jesus going, we have found the Messiah. Why were they looking for him? Because the prophecy said to look for him. And the 70 weeks was coming up. And so they began to understand and look for the Messiah. And there were many attendant false messiahs that showed up on the scene at the same time. So that's why we study prophecy. But there's a lot of false prophecy, and I know I was caught up in a lot of it. And that's why I wrote books like When the Third Temple is Built, because it's a book about false prophecy and how the world has been taken in on it and why and what real prophecy is and how to tell the difference and what all of the failings of the false prophecy are. So I wrote the Abraham Accord, which is only available on Amazon, and the When the Third Temple is Built, the Rapture Play Will Begin, which is available on Lulu also. But I also give those away free if you go to my free ebook page. So you'll see that there. If you go to the free ebook page, check that out there. You have free ebook. And you'll see it. The Abraham Accord. So that's a must read for all of the people that believe in the rapture and dispensational theology. You can get that book from me. I'll send you a PDF of it, and you can email it to everyone on your list. I'm giving that away free. Okay, we have one more segment. After these messages, I'll be back. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality edition. And we have a new person in the chat room. He says, wretch, he or she, I don't know. Can someone tell me what this room is about and how did you all meet? Well, tell him what it's about. He must have come to firstamendmentradio.com or .net /chat page somehow, because he could not have guessed that the code to get in was 1517 unless he came to that page. And of course, 1517 is the year that Martin Luther nailed his 95 thesis and set off a revolution in Germany, the Reformation in Western Europe. And it's really all about First Amendment Radio and whatever live programs we have going that use the chat room. That's what it's all about. And if you play the audio, listen live or play the audio there, on the right hand side, we have an Odyssey stream going 24/7. So you can listen to that, wretch. So yeah. And anyway, with a name like wretch, I guess you're identifying yourself as wretched without Christ, because He saved a wretch like me also. That's what it's all about. And this program specifically, you can see my link in there in the chat room for the free book. And if you understand that book, then you kind of understand what a lot of First Amendment Radio is about. It's about edifying the saints of God. It's about Reformed theology, that is primitive Christianity. Yes. And it seems that a lot of reforming is needed on the earth these days, because so much of the church has gone astray, not to mention the great apostasy that is alive and well and in the earth, even as the scripture foretold that it would be. So get my free ebook there if you haven't yet, wretch in the chat room. And you'll have some kind of understanding about Reformed eschatology, too. Okay, that's October 31st. Restored theology, absolutely. Primitive Christianity. And that's why my latest book is called Yes, what is it called? Well, I have it right here. I was looking at it. I was going to read some from it. An Apology for the Killism of the Primitive Church. The Millennium Question. That's what my latest book is about. The Millennium Question, An Apology for the Killism of the Primitive Church. And the Primitive Church was not dispensational, and it was not futurist. Okay? It was neither of those. But, and that's what the book is about. Okay, go back to that. All right. So anyway, I put that link in the chat room there. So if you want to share that with everyone on your, in your email, or share it with, everyone on your social media, I don't mind. That's why I wrote the book, to give it away free. This is the second iteration of that book. The first one was just called, what was it called? When the Third Temple is Built, the Rapture Play Will Begin. This is a new title because they introduced the Abraham Accord. And that's pretty much what I was writing about. This one is a harbinger of the Temple Mount Play about to begin. So do take advantage of that. I'm about running out of gas here. I wish I would have more callers and questions, but it doesn't seem to be my fate to be popular. And I've got to the point where I don't care. Really don't care. So, but do take advantage of that, the Abraham Accord, the book there that I'm giving away free. Or you can buy it on Amazon if you choose to buy it. And if you click on the book cover there, on the free ebook page, it'll take you to the Amazon if you would rather buy it than get a free PDF or EPUB copy of it. Yes, I think that's what I'm sending out as a PDF. And I ask people, if you've gotten it already, or you've read When the Third Temple is Built, the first version of it, please leave a review there at Amazon. There's a link there to leave a review. Yeah, okay, so please take care of that. Okay, any comments or questions in the chat room? Yes, someone did call earlier. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Yes, thank you for that, Stephanie, in the chat room. She says, your family is bigger than you think. Yeah. But not a whole lot of people are talkative. And I guess, my good friend from, Mike, the fireman Mike doesn't seem to be here today. He's probably out working, probably listening at least though. Okay. Well, let's see what we got, what else we have in the news. Mailbox by Young Global Leaders, Taxes and Death. Yes, that's sounds like my kind of article. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air.
Hi, Nicholas, Fireman Mike.
Oh.
From Ohio.
What do you got for us, Mike?
Oh, not too much. I've been running a bunch of errands today, and this is all off topic. I just got on about 5 minutes ago.
Ah.
And I heard you mention me, and you sounded kind of lonely, so I thought I would call. But out at the barn where I keep my horse, I'll try not to tie you up. I know I always yak.
No, go ahead, yak. Please do.
Out of the barn where I keep my horse, the owner lets me camp in a grove of trees out there next to the pasture. It's really nice.
Cool.
It's sort of like your own, a private camping.
Little getaway, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't really been out there in about out to the campground in about a year, and it's all grown up, so I usually whack it with a hand swung weed whacker, and
right.
And it's still growing up. I picked up a weed whacker this morning at at the hardware store, and I'm reading up on it, you know, the manual. And I'm going to get out there this afternoon and do some weed whacking and hopefully get on that horse's back. He's had most of the summer off. I haven't been doing much riding. But so anyway, I just heard you mention me, and I just thought I would call and say, hey, I'll have to rewatch this one. Because I missed the first hour and a half. But, I'd like to welcome Rich, I believe a new viewer.
Yeah, it looks like we have a new,
Yeah. And, but anyway, just want to say hi and hi to everybody in chat. And, are you going to be on next week?
Yeah, it's getting back to the time of year to be on all the time. So I'm going to come back next week. Hopefully I'll be more prepared. I just had so many computer problems this morning. Seems like I need to jump in the day before and make sure everything's working right before I go on the air. So that way I'm a little more prepared. But anyway, appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you.
All right. I'll let you get back to it. Take care, brother.
Okay. Yeah, the phone does work. Thanks for Eric and Mike calling in. And giving me some a little respite there. Seems like I didn't eat enough. Start feel like to get toward the end of the broadcast. Start to feel a little low blood sugar thing coming on. So I have to get to be my age. Seems like your body starts to work a little differently, and you have to pay attention to things like making sure you have enough energy to talk for 2 hours. Who knew that talking for 2 hours takes so much energy? Yeah. So that's the way that works. Anyway, taxes and death. Ooh, that's two things that are unavoidable. Everybody knows the old idiom about death and taxes being always with us, but it could not be more true than today. I put taxes before death here simply for the organization of my post, but surely taxes occur before, during, and after life. Price inflation, the hidden tax in plain view, is raging. Who knew that stopping production and interrupting supply chains while passing around trillions in newly created money would cause price inflation? Yeah, who knew? Well, yeah, everybody should have known. We've been talking about it for 25 years here, just watching it. And we knew this day was coming. Anyone with any knowledge of Austrian economics knew, but even an old conservative like Peter Hitchens can say this economic crisis isn't down to war. It's the bill for our COVID panic, just as I foresaw. Add a shoot-yourself foreign policy to cause additional disarray into the productive economy of the West, leading us to the verge of a catastrophe. Not to call out my virtue, I really don't know how to pray properly, but I do regularly pray for the sick and for those who have passed. Lately, folks are passing from the first category into the second. The three examples, TY, DK, and MK, were elderly and had full lives, thankfully. I don't know a young person who has died from the vaccine-induced myocarditis. Yeah, but there are a lot of them out there. Ty was a close friend of mine, of my brother, into his 90s. He was still as strong as an ox and piloting his plane. Fear of COVID caused him to stop doing what he loved, hanging around the airport and flying with his friends. He was a prisoner of propaganda in the last 2 years before he died. Sad, very sad. DK was the mother of one of my best friends in college and a college roommate. She led a long, happy life and was suffering from more and more dementia, such that her son took her passing as a blessing. I remember well that she sent regular care packages of meatballs and sauce, keeping her Italian heritage. A feminist might take her life, rather her CV, and conclude she accomplished nothing. Yet DK was a person who brought happiness through nurturing care like those packages to everyone who came in contact with her for decades. I certainly cannot have more admiration than I had for her. And yeah, this is a sad thing, you know, as you get older. And I have to admit, I'm going to be 70, if you understand that biblical language, in the year 2023. And so I can thank God for my youthful appearance, but youthful appearance notwithstanding, 70 is right around the corner. And like I said, things are starting to work a little differently for me. And I can chalk that up to age, as I have not seen a doctor since I was a teenager, nor taken a vaccine since then. Have not allowed a needle to poke my body, except once I went to the dentist. And so I've had dental needles poked in me. Because I think as long as I'm alive, I want to chew my food. Seems to make sense to me. So I will continue to visit the dentist. But I don't take any, fluoride treatments. I told them I'm allergic to it. I read the California law that says that fluoride is a class A carcinogen, and I am allergic to all carcinogens. Handle with care. Yes, indeed. So I do that. I do handle with care. But I'm going to stick around as long as I can and do what I'm doing as long as I can. I just have to learn to do it a little differently than I have been doing with all my youthful exuberance that seems to be waning. I still have exuberance. It's just not youthful anymore, as you could tell. Let's see, any comments in the chat room here? Let's see, the rapture will be canceled. Absolutely. They're going to cancel it one rapture at a time. When they start building the temple over there, they have to cancel the pre-tribulation rapture. And of course, everyone will move to the mid-tribulation position. All of the true believers. Yeah. In the rapture theory. They will move to the mid-tribulation position. I mean, what else are they going to do? They're obviously, since you have three options there, it's multiple choice eschatology. Who knew? That should show you right there. When you have multiple choice eschatology, you know, something is wrong with your eschatology, because God did not make it multiple choice. God is not sitting around, you know, in the heaven waiting, you know, on the great throne. The Almighty is not sitting there waiting to see who chooses what. He's not waiting for popular opinion. Oh, gee, most of them are expecting a pre-trib rapture. I guess we better make that happen. No, I don't think so. But for the sake of all those true believers out there in the rapture, yes, when the pre-trib, when they start building the Abraham Accord on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that's when it is. They've already started the Abraham Accord. It's a movement. You know, and that's why I'm thinking maybe Donald Trump's not done yet. Because as soon as he gets back in, he's going to continue his Abraham Accord. It seems to be going on without him, because it's not really his. If you dig deep into it, and if you get the book, The Abraham Accord, that I'm offering you a free copy of, if you go to my website, you know, hit that link in the chat room there, or go to crosstheborder.org and click on the free ebook tab there, get that book, and you'll find out that the true power behind the Abraham Accord is the Vatican. That's right. The Antichrist and his shadow government. They want to play that rapture thing out because they invented it to deceive Protestants so that the Protestants go, oh, the Antichrist is coming in the future. Therefore, the Pope can't be the Antichrist. See, they developed it to vindicate what Protestants used to believe, what they knew for a fact, and they've done a very good job. See, they got you to believe a lie, a made-up eschatology that they made up. Because they don't believe in it either. They believe in a post-millennial world where Christ doesn't return, but they rule the world for him. A world without end. That's what they believe. And if you believe in a millennial reign of Christ, you are a heretic. It's called, you're a millenarian heretic. And I write about that a little bit in my book on the millennium question. Yeah, we out the Antichrist. Yeah, in that book too. We out the Antichrist at every turn. Somebody's got to do it. It's not popular. So if you want to be unpopular, start outing the Antichrist, the true biblical and historical Antichrist. Yes. And then you will be unpopular. Yay! Money will stop coming in. Yes. People will stop paying attention to you. You will be shunned. Isn't that right, Steve, in the chat room? Yeah. You will be shunned. People will not want to believe you. But that means we push harder. We buy them a copy of, or send them a PDF copy. Like I said, I'll send you a PDF for free. Send it to your email box and you can send it to your friends and they can read it to all of your rapture buddies who, when they start building the Abraham Accord on the Temple Mount and they're waiting, oh, 3 months, 6 months, a year, nobody's raptured, then you send them that PDF. Yeah, if they don't pay it, if they just discard it the first time or don't pay attention, send it to them again. But they'll be going, oh no, I'm holding out for the mid-trib rapture. And so 3.5 years pass and they're not raptured. 4, 5 years go by. There's no mid-trib. There's no pre-trib. Must be post-trib. Yeah. Cause a lot of people accuse me of being a post-trib, but I'm not trib anything. I'm rapture nothing. I'm no rapture at all. I do believe in the resurrection, that Christ will come at the beginning of the 7th millennium, at the end of the 6th millennium. You know, right in there, Jesus is coming back to set up his kingdom upon the earth. And I will join him in the air, just as the scripture says, no rapture. I will join him in the resurrection with all of the saints that have already gone to sleep. We will all join him all at the same time. Yeah. They've been there instantly. We will be with him in the air. And then if you want to know what's going to happen, well, you can read the Revelation from chapter 20 on, or you can get my book. If you have any confusion about that, you can listen to my millennium question all week. This week I played it last week. So it's all up there right now. You can download the files and save them if you want from our Mobi page there. And then also there's a link you can go to firstamendmentradio.com/MP3s/. I believe that works if you do that. Yeah. And it's all open. You can see all of the raw files there of all of our broadcasts that go up every day of the week. But my last 4 pro broadcasts will have the entire Monday through Friday. We'll have the entire book, The Millennium Question. And next week, like I said, I'm going to start and play The Beast Apocalyptic for you. So make sure you take care of that. And I'll tell you all of this again next week. With the news and whatever else we have going on. I think I'm going to do some pre-recorded segments to give myself a break. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that so that I can take longer breaks. I don't know how David Knight does it. He talks much slower than me, has much longer pauses, but he goes on for 3 hours. Oh, except he has guests for 1 hour. I guess I need to have guests so I don't have to talk for at least one of the hours most of the time. But I did eat some dried cranberries during the break here to get some instant sugar. It helps. Yes. Peanuts and cranberries. That's what I'm living on this morning. And coffee. But I do need some water, actually. And here we are at the end of the broadcast. Well, I want to thank all of you for showing up and putting up with me for 2 hours. You're real troopers out there. I love you all and want to see you in the resurrection if I don't see you before that. So may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. I'll see you next time.